Desiree Hagen lives on a farm in Fritz Creek outside Homer. As she walks into a small old barn, she opens a hatch in the floor, and inside is a roughly 15-gallon tank filling up with water.
But it's underneath here, and you would just, like, you open it, and then see, you can fill it up. You can see it filling up in there.
Hagen uses this water to craft paper for a variety of art projects. Hagen needs the water to mix with her ground-up source material, grass or other plants. In short, she puts the material into a wooden box with a screen at the bottom. The water seeps through the screen, leaving a sheet of paper. Her next project won't be done just by hand, and Hagen plans to use her grant money from Rasmussen Foundation to buy a machine that can turn clothing fibers into the pulp she needs. She says it will be an evolution of her work.
I find that thing that I want to explore more or delve deeper into.
She was inspired by a group of veterans who were turning their old uniforms into paper, a process that helped them work through their war experiences. She adopted the idea with the thought of using that paper as a backdrop for various portraits. She's still deciding whether to use paint, paper cuttings, or even other fibers from her subjects' clothing to craft their image, and she wants her work to get people thinking about what we leave behind when we pass away. For Hagen, it helps keep the memories of her subjects alive.
It allows me to think about what that person meant to me and to relive experiences that I had with them in my life. And I also have this belief that all of the thoughts that I put into a piece make it that much more potent or more powerful.
Hagen wants to complete 5 portraits before she displays her work publicly, but she hasn't decided on all of her subjects quite yet.
With every person, it's a different process of how to approach somebody to ask them for these articles, because everybody grieves in a different way, and I don't know what those items mean to somebody, you know, or how they will react to it. It's a very odd thing to ask somebody if they can have, you know, their dead relative's clothing for a project.
But Hagen has settled on her first 2 portraits, her grandmother and a friend who committed suicide about 2 years ago. And she knows exactly the picture she's going to recreate.
His friend, who I am receiving the clothing from, she has said this was his favorite picture of himself. This is the one picture that he liked of himself. So I would like to use that one. Sometimes it's hard, you know. You start thinking about the people and it hits me at weird times. But, you know, I'm hoping that the process will help.
She adds that facing things head on is sometimes the best way to cope. Reporting in Fritz Creek, I'm Renee Gross.